presenting Dick Pohl and his thrilling adventures at Parr Military Academy.
We'll always be near to Parr. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip hip hooray. It's a rule there's no school like Parr. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Parr.
Listen, boys and girls, today we bring you another exciting episode in the adventures of Dick Pohl at Parr Military Academy. You've known Dick Pohl in Blue Bolt magazine and in Foremost Comics for a long time, and now you meet him every week at this time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Pohl himself. But first, here's a message you'll all want to hear. Now, here's Dick Cole himself to tell you something about today's episode.
Hiya, gang. Today's story is about a scare we all had at Parr. And I do mean a scare, all right. Now, I'm sure that none of you believe in werewolves or vampires. Well, I never did either. But when a lot of strange evidence was presented, and the lives of a lot of people were in danger, I wasn't so sure. Fortunately for me, I remembered a rather significant fact. And, well, I mustn't give away the story before I start. The whole thing began one Sunday afternoon. I was sitting in my room at the Parr barracks, just reading and not thinking much about anything, when my roommate Simba Carno came rushing in.
Hey, Dick! Dick!
Oh, hiya, Simbo. Where's the fire?
You're not kidding. There really is a fire.
What?
A terrific forest fire up in the hills above school.
No fooling.
Come over here to the window and see for yourself.
Oh. Boy, it's a forest fire, all right. Look at that smoke shoot up.
Hey, there are some flames in that patch over on the left side.
Oh, sure. Don't see what that is? The firefighters are starting a blaze to go in the opposite direction.
Oh, they'll probably have it out and under control before long.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow, there goes a great big flame.
That's the two fires meeting.
I guess it wouldn't do us much good to go up there now.
No, and I don't think that we'd be able to do very much good either. Oh, it'll all be over in a little while.
Well, that I guess. Nothing like a good forest fire to break up the monotony of a Sunday afternoon.
You know, Simba, in a few days, the forest conservation people will have some new young trees planted up there. And that'll be the last we'll ever hear of the forest fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might as well take a nap, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, excitement's about over for the day, Simba. So long.
So long, Dick. Hey, Dick.
Simba, my friend. Don't you ever just open a door and walk in like an ordinary human being? Do you always have to break it down when you come into a room?
But I just heard some terrific news.
You're about as good as the Evening Register I've just been reading. Now, what's the latest, Richard Harding Davis?
A couple of the fellas just came back from town, and they say everybody there is terrifically excited. Dick, there are serious reports of a vampire being loose in town.
A vampire?
Sure, you know, a werewolf. A phantom animal that has magical legendary powers.
Oh, sorry to disappoint you, Simba. You and the people in town who've been excited. But there are no such things as vampires or werewolves. Or anything even remotely resembling them.
But Mr. Griggs at the drugstore actually saw the vampire. And so did Mrs. Simmons.
They saw what they thought was a vampire or a werewolf. They didn't actually see one.
Dick, Mr. Griggs is a responsible citizen, and so is old Mrs. Simmons. If they didn't see a werewolf, what did they see?
You want to know what I think? I think they saw a timber wolf.
Oh, now that's really silly. There isn't a timber wolf east of the Mississippi River, and you know it as well as I do.
Granted, there weren't any timber wolves loose east of the Mississippi a few days ago. But there's one now. I'll bet anything you want on that one.
Prove it.
All right, I will. Hand me that newspaper over there. There, by you.
Oh, yes, the Evening Register. Here you are.
Now. Ah, here it is. Timberwolf escapes from circus. Officials of the Tingo Brothers Circus announced that a timberwolf has escaped from the circus zoo. Despite an extensive hunt, there has been no sign of the beast. The officials expressed the belief that farmers may have killed the animal.
I'll bet Mr. Griggs and Mrs. Simmons and the other people who saw this werewolf won't agree that this timber wolf that escaped from the circus is the one they saw.
Well, it's my idea anyway. You watch if I'm not right.
Cadet Green... Cadet Cole, I called you into my office to discuss a matter that may seem ludicrous on the surface, but which has caused me considerable concern.
Yes, sir.
Now, you two boys, Dick and Ted, have done a number of, shall we say, extracurricular jobs for me in the past, and you've carried them off quite well. I have a job for you now that will require delicacy and tact, and... that may involve a certain amount of danger.
We're glad to do whatever we can, Major. Aren't we, Dick?
You bet, Ted.
Now, as you both probably know, there have been a number of wild rumors circulating through this district lately. Rumors that there is a werewolf in the neighborhood.
Oh, that crazy story again.
It's not a laughing matter, Dick, unfortunately. Whether there's anything to the report is highly improbable. However, I'm concerned because the reports have swept through the school. And the cadets, especially the younger boys, have very lively imaginations. Now, as you know, Ted, there was a lot going on here at Farr last night.
There certainly was, sir. I was office for the day last night, Dick, and three of the young plebes started yelling and screaming at different times during the night. Each of them was sure that he saw a werewolf in his room.
Oh, obviously just imagination, of course, but... I can see where the morale of the academy can be damaged, Major.
Exactly. And that's why I've called you two in here. Boys, I want you to make an investigation of this entire matter.
Well, you bet, sir.
Yes, sir.
Get to the bottom of the whole thing. Find out just exactly why and where these silly werewolf stories are originating. Track the thing down, and perhaps the entire community will settle down again.
We'll get started right away, sir.
And remember... I won't be satisfied until you bring me the pelt of the werewolf.
I would have been a lot more comfortable staying at the barracks after that good supper tonight, Ted. But an order is an order. Wonder how we start investigating.
I'm not too sure myself, Dick. I feel a little foolish trying to track down a werewolf.
I guess your original idea was the best. We'll call on old Mrs. Simmons and get her story. Maybe she'll give us some sort of a clue.
Dick, we're in luck. Isn't that Mr. Griggs from the drugstore coming toward us?
Uh-huh, it is. And he's one of the people who's supposed to have seen the vampire. Hiya, Mr. Griggs.
Well, howdy, boys. Howdy. Well, what are a couple of outstanding young fire cadets like you doing in town on a weekend? Playing hooky, are you?
Oh, we're on a special mission for Major Farr, Mr. Griggs.
Oh, special mission, huh?
That's right. And you can help us, Mr. Griggs.
Special mission? Well, I'm glad to do what I can. Anything at all.
Well, it's about the werewolf that you saw, Mr. Griggs.
The werewolf? I don't want anything more to do with that ghost animal. No, sir.
I'm sure everything's going to be all right, Mr. Griggs. We were hoping you'd tell us about what happened to you.
Well, if Major Farr is going to get rid of that beast...
That's just exactly what he's going to do. If you can help us by telling exactly...
Well, all right, then. I'll tell you. You see, I was working late in the drugstore the other night. It was about midnight, and there wasn't another soul around, when all of a sudden I heard this terrible wailing. Made my hair stand up on end, I tell you. It got closer and closer, and all of a sudden...
Go on.
Well, all of a sudden, there was the werewolf.
Where was it?
Well, it was standing right outside the window of the drugstore. I stood behind the counter. I couldn't move, and he didn't either. He just looked at me with the coldest, hardest, pale green eyes that I ever saw. He just looked at me, and then all of a sudden he was gone. He vanished into thin air. Most awful thing I ever saw in my life. Now, I tell you, boys, if you're on the track of that werewolf, be careful. Be mighty careful.
Are you sure you don't want some cookies, young boys? All the young boys I ever knew always liked to eat cookies.
We appreciate it, Mrs. Simmons, but no thanks.
Very strange, yes, indeed. It's very strange.
You were telling us about the werewolf, Mrs. Simmons. If you'd just give us the rest of the story.
Oh, I don't like to talk about that awful beast. I don't like even to think about it anymore, but if you really want to know about it...
We would like to hear the story, Mrs. Simmons, if it doesn't strain you.
Not too much to tell. All I know is that the werewolf is a phantom. That's right, it's a regular phantom. And so bold. I was coming home a little later than usual from the Tuesday evening sewing club. And I just reached my very own front steps. Oh, dear, I don't like to think about it.
We didn't mean to upset you, Mrs. Simmons.
That's all right. There really isn't very much to tell. I reached my front steps. And there was this horrid vampire. Standing right on my own lawn. Standing there grinning at me. With a horrible grin. Oh, it was frightful, I tell you.
And then what happened, Mrs. Simmons?
I don't know how long we both stood there with this terrible creature just looking and looking at me. With the most awful eyes I ever saw. Well, finally I made a dash and I ran into the house. When I looked out the window, the werewolf was gone. That's all I know. And all I want to know.
Well, thanks very much, Mrs. Simmons.
Yes, we're very much obliged to you.
Let's not hear any more about werewolves. Can I give you boys some cookies now?
Thank you very much, ma'am, but we'd better be getting back to school.
Oh, yes, that's right. It's getting awfully late. Well, good night, Mrs. Simmons, and thanks.
Good night, boys, and come back again soon, and we'll have a real nice visit.
We certainly will, Mrs. Simmons, and thanks again.
Well, Dick, what do you think?
Golly, Ted, I don't know. We got a couple of awfully lurid stories, of course. And if they were really true, I wouldn't be able to sleep for a week.
Neither would I.
Well, we've done enough investigating for one night, and that bunk is going to feel pretty darn good.
Mm. I'm sleepy.
I'll be able to hit the hay myself.
Ted, did you hear what I did?
I think I did. There's the werewolf.
Whatever it is.
Oh, sure did pick a lonely hunk of country road to greet us.
Listen, it's getting closer.
Dick, maybe those people weren't so wrong at that. We're not imagining that noise.
It's pretty close.
Darn close.
And it sounds just like Mr. Griggs said that it
Dick.
Sounded.
Dick, look. Over there, near the barn.
The werewolf. Just staring at us, not moving.
Pale green eyes. Just staring. Come on, Ted. After it.
We'll go back to the adventures of Dick Cole in just a moment. But right now, here's something of special interest to you. About the exciting adventures of Dick Cole. You'll remember that Dick and Cadet Captain Ted Green, after an evening spent investigating reports of a werewolf in the neighborhood at the orders of Major Farr, were on their way back to school. It was quite late at night, and while en route, the boys heard an eerie wailing noise. A few moments later, they saw a strange, gray, ghost-like shape standing staring at them. Ted and Dick were unable to move for a moment, and then...
Come on, Ted. After it. It's gone.
Yes. Disappeared into the night.
Dick, I don't like this. What, no real animal could... What, could just vanish like that? Dick, we saw it just a couple of minutes ago. Now it's gone.
Yes, it was a smoky gray color. Blended into the night.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, at least we know that the people who claim to have seen a werewolf saw at least something.
They sure did. I got kind of scared in spite of myself.
I wasn't what you'd call bouncing up and down with glee myself.
Dick. Dick, there it is again. Over toward the Hunter estate.
Let's get going.
Right. Then somebody screamed, huh?
That was no human scream.
Look. A light coming on the gatekeeper's cottage of the Hunter estate.
Oh, that's Mr. Miklosh, the gatekeeper.
He's coming out of the house. He's all excited about something.
Mr. Miklosh, are you all right?
Werewolf. Terrible werewolf.
Are you okay, Mr. Miklosh? We heard a scream.
Werewolf, kill my shepherd dog.
Look, Ted. That big police dog. Dead.
It took something mighty powerful to kill a dog that big and husky.
Marks on throat. Marks of werewolf.
Terrible thing to happen. Terrible. The werewolf killed his dog.
Mr. Miklosh is right. There are marks on the dog's throat. Like the werewolf marks that you... read about in the old books.
Back in old country where I come from, people know all about werewolves. People say always make this kind of mark. Little while ago, I have big tough dog to guard Hunter House. Now don't have dog. Werewolf come, werewolf kill. Just like in old country.
Hello. What's going on here?
Hello, Mr. Griggs.
Oh, it's you two boys from far again, is it?
Oh, yes, we heard...
Well, a crowd of us from town here, we heard the werewolf howling and we couldn't sleep.
We decided to come out and see what's going on. Came in a crowd for safety. Say, what's this, Miklosh?
Werewolf kill my dog. Look, marks of ghost animal on throat.
Say, the vampire killed this dog. That was the scream we heard.
There really is a werewolf.
Yeah, look at that dog.
We heard the werewolf howling ourselves.
This is awful. He'll kill us all.
Now, maybe you boys will believe me now. Maybe you'll believe that there really is a...
Mr. Griggs... There is undoubtedly a very simple solution of some kind to this whole thing.
Well, it don't look very simple to me.
When werewolf kill, pretty soon werewolf come back again.
Oh, it comes back after a kill, does it? Say, I don't like the sound of that at all. Not at all.
When werewolf taste blood, always want more. Want more blood. All the time, more blood.
Now, here's a man who knows what he's talking about. He's had experience with these ghost animals, and I say we ought to listen to him.
Yes, you're right.
And what do you say, Mr. Miklosh?
What should we do?
I say best for everybody to go home. Go home together. If one person walk through night all by self, this the person that werewolf kill. Go home, lock door, stay in house.
Ted, These people are all going to be in a panic in a few minutes if this keeps up.
And when there's a panic, they lose their heads. And things can happen. People can get hurt.
We've got to do something to stop it.
Listen to me, everybody.
No, listen. Go home while still alive. Take no chances with werewolf coming back. Werewolf tastes blood. Werewolf want to taste more blood.
You're right, by thunder. Folks, let's do what Mr. Mikler says for us to do. Let's go on home.
Werewolf coming back for more blood.
It's too late. We got the warning too late. What can we do?
Let's try to hide. Where can we hide?
These people are going to go into a stampede or something, and they'll hurt themselves. Ted, I'm going to get that werewolf, or whatever they want to call it.
For Pete's sake, be careful, Dick.
Mr. Mikloch, you say the werewolf always attacks one person alone.
That's right. If one man by self, werewolf come and kill.
All right, then. Folks, there's no reason for you to get yourselves all upset. I'm going to go out there in the fields and meet that werewolf. We'll get the mystery of the vampire solved once and for all. Mr. Mikloch, do you have a gun?
Sure, I got a gun. Good gun, too.
Would you get it for me, please?
All right. I get the gun and give you. But do no good. Gun not work against werewolf.
Cole, are you sure you know what you're doing? You're taking an awful chance.
Don't worry about Dick, Mr. Briggs. He's a darn good shot.
Yes, I know, but Mikloch says that the gun wouldn't do any good against a vampire, so even the best shot in the world wouldn't...
Here is gun and here shells. But I warn you, we never see you alive again.
I think you will.
You're sure you know what you're doing, Dick?
Suppose I ask you a question, Ted. In spite of what we've heard and what we've seen, do you believe that there's really a werewolf?
No, I don't. But even so, Dick, I think that without knowing what you're up against, you're taking a heck
but
of a...
But you don't believe in ghost animals any more than I do. Okay, then.
Hey, that werewolf is getting closer.
I want to kill.
Well, here goes.
Good luck, Dick.
We never see boy again.
Cole is doing a brave thing, but I'm afraid it's suicide. You never should have let him go, Green.
Dick can take care of himself, Mr. Griggs. Besides, we're sure there are no such things as werewolves.
Well, if there aren't, what do you call that noise? We all hear it. We aren't all crazy.
And if no werewolf, how my dog die? You see dog dead. No kill self.
It's awful quiet.
It's too dark to see very far.
Werewolf can see in dark where people no see. Werewolf moving in now for kill.
Say, maybe we'd better go after Cole.
No, go. If you go, werewolf kill you too.
Wish we could see what's going on. Something's happened. Come on, let's get over there. Hurry.
Your friend no answer. He's dead by now.
Dick! Dick Cole! Dick! Is that you?
Over here, Ted.
Wait, he's alive.
Werewolf no kill him.
Dick, are you all right?
Okay. And everything's under control. Mr. Mikloch, if you want to see a very dead werewolf that was killed thoroughly by a gun, there he is.
I've got my flashlight.
It's a timber wolf.
Uh-huh. A big gray timber wolf.
Say, that's one of the biggest animals I've ever seen. And imagine a timber wolf in this part of the country.
No werewolf after all. No werewolf.
That's right, Mr. Mikloch. No werewolf. And no vampire. Just a very much flesh and blood timber wolf.
Well, but how in thunder...
I had a strong hunch this is what was causing all the trouble. You see, Mr. Griggs, I read some little time ago about a huge timber wolf escaping from a circus.
But what...
And then... Do you remember the forest fire in the hills up above Far?
Well, yes, of course I do, but what connection...
The timber wolf went up into the woods when he escaped. But the
fire drove him out from under cover. And he's been ranging the countryside ever since. Now, he eventually got so hungry that he got up enough nerve to wander into town. And that's how various people who lived in town or on the outskirts saw him late at night.
Werewolf, timber wolf, no matter what it was, you did a very brave thing to come out alone and face it, Cole.
Well, I had to follow through on what I believed, Mr. Griggs.
I never again believe in werewolves. My whole life I believe, but now I know better.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Dick. If this whole case has helped to get rid of a superstition, it's done a lot of good, in spite of all the trouble and the worry that have been caused.
I'll say so, Ted.
Thank you, boy. Thank you for helping me to think straight.
I'll say the same thing, Cole. And I'll see to it that everybody in town knows about this, too. We'll have no more superstitions about vampires around here.
Well, now, Dick, maybe we'd better get back out to school, huh? Report to Major Farr?
That's a good idea.
Just a minute before you go, boys.
Yes, Mr. Griggs?
Now, I don't quite know how to say this. I'd like to express my gratitude and that of everybody else who...
Now, don't say anything more, Mr. Griggs. We were just doing our job, and that's all.
Well, I'm sure that we'd all like to get together and give you a suitable reward.
Oh, no. Thanks very much. But the fellows from far don't operate that way.
But we'd like very much to give you...
I tell you what. If you get a purse together, why not give that money to Mr. Miklush? So he can get himself another watchdog. You know, he's the only one who's really suffered in this thing.
That's a capital idea, Cole.
Thank you, boy. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Miklush. Good luck to you. Well, come on, Ted. Let's get back to school. You know, I'm kind of anxious to do something.
Oh? What's that?
Well, Simba will be sound asleep, of course. But this is one time I'm going to get even with him. I'm going to burst through that door and wake him up and tell him what's happened. I'm going to burst into that room the way a werewolf would do, if there were such a thing.
Dick Cole will be back in just a moment. But first... Dick Cole fans, join us again next week, same time, same station, for another exciting half hour with Dick Cole at Farr Military Academy. Yes, meet Dick Cole every week on the air, and enjoy his thrilling radio adventures as you've enjoyed him and his life at Farr in those two favorite comic magazines, Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics. Now here's Dick to say...
So long, gang. I'll see you all again next week. Remember, it's a date.